Yeah. Notes Underground. It's the 5th of January, 2006. First of the year, bro.
Don't mind the beeping.
This might be the last new music I do.
The last one, man.
We're doing an interview next week.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty crazy, man. not the interview next week, but that it might be the last one, at least from the beautiful streets of Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's true. It's by no means coming to an end, but you know. London calling.
We never played any Clash, did we?
I took Cutie for a ride in my death cab. She tipped me with a kiss, I dropped her off at the meth lab. Before she left, she made a dashboard confessional and spilled her guts in cursive. But what's worse is I can still see her bright eyes like sunny day real estate. Oh my, in a funny way the ceiling tastes so high, but no chance. My little chemical romance left a bad taste in my mouth. But I approached her like, hey Mercedes, why the long face? Why you crying? No need, just put on this coheat and fall out. Boy meets girl, Jimmy eat world, but Schlepp eats pills till he's all out. Not once, not twice, she was thrice times a lady, acting all brand new. But I had to bounce over to the postal services to pick up these pills that take care of my nervousness. And on the way I saw planes and mistook them for stars. She played games, but she took them too far. At the drive-in, watching soft porn, and you can tell by the trail of the dead that there was something in the popcorn. Hopped in my cab, destination Midtown, just to get up with some kids that like to get down. I made my rounds and that was that. In between the frowns and scraps and heart attacks. And I remember I seen her ass early November on a Thursday, taking back Sunday for a refund. She shot a wink like no hard feelings. Then she jetted to Brazil. Man, the pills had me spun. Yeah, this is the story of the year right here. This is hot water music. You cook your rhyme into it. What up, LA? I ain't seen you in a minute. How you doing?
That was fun.
Gym Class Hero.
That's cool.
I think I'm sure that I've heard that before, but I didn't know who it was until I actually found it on MySpace today.
Nice. Wait, where are they from? Or how'd you hear about it?
I was doing that thing I was telling you about where you can search like top downloads.
Right.
And they're like on the third page or something. So they're pretty popular, I guess, but they're in the indie section.
That's a cool new feature that you can do that.
Yeah.
Because it's annoying it's not annoying, but I like to know, you know, when I can download something.
What I want to know is how many shout outs were actually in that track.
Yeah, seriously. Everybody should try and like figure out how many. I'm sure there's ones that I don't know and you don't know that they're in there.
I bet that we could get the answer from the band and then, you know, see who's closest.
And then we give out prizes like beans.
Like we'll give a shout out to the person that had the most shout outs. Had the closest shout out count. So write your comments, peeps. Oh yeah. And don't forget about Frapper. I added the Frapper link.
Frappuccino.
Go to notesunderground.com and I want to know where everyone's coming from. Because here's the thing, right? I'm moving to London.
Say it again.
I'm moving to London.
Yeah. This is crazy.
Pretty exciting. In like 3 weeks. So it's actually kind of, I want to know, like, I don't know, now that I'm getting this sort of new global perspective on things, I want to know who's coming from where, you know, like, I want to know who's listening to this. I don't know. I think I've been in sort of this LA centric kind of mindset for a while. Now Notes Underground is going to go to the London Underground. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I mean, wasn't there a pretty significant listenership from the UK in general? Or?
Yeah. I mean, I think we had just as many UK listeners and Canadian listeners as American. So,
it shouldn't be, you know, and
it goes on. I mean, there's people in South America and other parts of Europe and whatever, but
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, you know, you'll have some new UK friends and you can bring them in and just be a whole new show.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude. Fine.
So that was my pick. What'd you bring, Oliver?
I got a little song here. It's called Pulse. Check it out. Artist is Tim Kaine. He's originally from Azusa, California.
Azusa.
Did you know that Azusa
sounds like a sneeze?
Yeah.
Azusa. Azusa.
Did you know that Azusa? I didn't know this until recently. A-Z-U-S-A, right? That's how you spell it.
Okay.
Well, originally it
Azusa.
Was
Azusa.
Supposedly, in Azusa you can find everything from A to Z in the USA. Cheesy.
Mm.
I don't like it, but it's like they named the town that way, but whatever.
Womp, womp, womp. So I want to sell my Atari.
No, you're not. You got to keep that.
Am I going to lug an Atari 2600 to London?
Yes.
No, I'm selling all kinds of crap. We're at Oliver's house right now because I sold my computer. And the other computer that I had that I was counting on to be able to do the show with got stolen.
Jesus.
Yeah. My life is a topsy-turvy little ball of fuzz right now.
Yeah. It's like you really love podcasting. You're a podcast bum right now. And you just make it happen.
Can I come over to your house and podcast? I was about to use that little iPod attachment. I have one of those iTalks, and I was this close from doing a show, like, just like...
Dude, that would have been so hard, especially for the last show in LA. That would have been pretty cool. Well, at least the last non-live show.
Yeah. Getting rid of all kinds of crap.
You just like to sell stuff. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I'm having a garage sale if anybody wants to come over.
Yeah. I'll be there.
I'll be the 15th and 16th.
I'll be wearing the sandwich sign down on Sunset. With the arrow, shaking it.
Like twirling it and like sweating my ass off.
Yes. Yes.
Those guys work so hard. I don't know how they do that.
There's a lot of them too. There's people that stand out there and do. Anyway.
I hope I don't have to do too much of that in London.
Yo, dude, come work for MySpace. It's cool, I swear. You didn't even tell people why you're going to London.
Yeah, I'm working in MySpace. Sorry, MySpace UK.
We should have just let people think that you're just going there for like no reason. That would have been more hardcore. Sorry, people. Whatever. You know, yeah, but
we got to get it going. I mean, MySpace is like not there's a pretty small community of people over there using it, and I don't think it's like it's a lot of the services are still like skewed to LA. You know? Like,
oh yeah.
So we're gonna pimp it out.
Pimp it. What about like I don't know, you're probably on there looking at this stuff more than me, but like UK bands, like are there, like you're saying it's not a
it's
huge,
all like mostly LA.
Most of the music
there are UK bands on there, but they're like hugely popular already.
Yeah.
And like the whole point of MySpace was to be like this like community, you know. Community involved, like pulling stuff out of word of mouth in the community instead of like, you know, from the mainstream.
Yeah. Well, that's so, pretty bitchin'.
Yeah. Whatever.
Well, so I guess let's play some more music.
Yeah. What else we got? We got a couple listener submissions, right?
Yeah. I think, the next one we're going to check out is called, Speak Easy. And the artist is Maria Taylor. I think you had a little...
Oh, yeah.
There's some info on this song that makes it a little...
I got this guy, Gene Aquino, sent an email. And he said, hey, guys, I was just wondering if you guys could play a song in memory of one of my best friends. She was killed Wednesday morning in West L.A. You guys might have heard the story in the news. And I actually didn't. He said, if you want details, here's my live journal. And his username is intending to number two break. And I looked through there actually, and I think, I don't know. He sent this right before Christmas. Gosh, I don't know. I'm really sorry, Gene. Like this sounds really terrible. I wasn't able to find the story on your friend. But I definitely wanted to play this track, per your request. You asked to play Maria Taylor's Speakeasy. So, in memory of your friend, I'm not sure what her name was, but
let's check it out.
Yeah, thanks for sending it in.
We'll bathe in rose petals red, in light and violet lilac beds, and through the darkness of the night, we'll watch our future shining bright, and out of everyone I met, it's you I can't forget. And there was a time my heart was aching, and yes, there was the day I swore it was breaking. Under a lucky star, our love was born brand new. Silhouette in candlelight, and if you fall asleep when you rise, I'll be there to kiss your eyes. And now my heart
Track.
That's very pretty. I really like that.
It has sort of an old style. There's like a crackle in there.
Yeah. I don't know if it's just like the recording or if it's intentional, but I like it. It's like the gramophone effect or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm way off on that, but that's what it feels like to me.
Moshy Moshy Records.
Gramophone effect.
The New Roads are also on that.
Oh, really?
On that label. You know the New Roads?
Do I?
I don't know. Anyways, yeah, I tried to get some New Roads, but they didn't have any stuff for free, so screw.
Yeah. You guys suck because you're not free. just kidding. So, yeah. I feel really mellow right now after all that Mexican food.
I know. We just porked out.
Yeah. And there's that really loud person.
Oh, my God.
I was like, dude, you can't even talk because you have to listen to her.
I hate that. When someone's, like, just totally dominating the room, like, I guess. I guess I do it sometimes, so I probably shouldn't hate it too much.
Well, there's a time and a place, and I don't know.
So, dude, that Aberdeen City thing that we did a few weeks ago, I mean, that was fun. That was, really cool.
That was the most fun I've had doing those thingies in a long time, man. Those guys are so like humble and chill, and it's funny because you listen, like we were talking about, it's like the music's so melodramatic and like kind of like it's got this sullen feel and it's like and then they show up and it's like I didn't fully even know what they were gonna sound like, and they show up and they're just like, they shake your hand, they're smiling, they're like, hey, you know what, let me help. It's like, it's just such a good feeling to be around them.
Totally. I'm really looking forward to Monsters Are Waiting next week.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. I saw them at Club Moscow a few months ago. I think they were like the house band or maybe something. I don't know. Something. They apparently are playing there a lot, but they're pretty. I'm super excited.
It's so cool because like all this stuff came together from the Silver Sun Pickups gang. Like their manager, like she's just so awesome and like knows so many great bands that she was able to like to get us in touch with all these people. Like,
I love that.
You know, like basically do all our live shows.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, I didn't want to say it, but yeah,
Space
do the
Space Mountain,
us. Yeah,
Aberdeen City,
except for Pebble. That was
Pebble Theory was my buddies, and I mean, it's really kind of a bummer that I'm leaving because I was really starting to get
some momentum
in terms of like we're breaking out of what we had done. As residual effect from Silver Sun Pickups,
totally.
And then beginning to sort of get some credibility and find some scheduling of our own and a studio and everything. And then, I mean, I'm not regretting that that I'm moving, but I'm just feeling
bragger.
Yeah.
Well, no, Silver Sun was such a great way to kick it off. What's her name? Megan West?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Invisible Inc. is the management.
I mean, she's super chill. But yeah, it's all about getting people to do work for you. And then take the credit.
Well, it's about reciprocation.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know.
I mean, we're not getting paid, you know. Come on.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Everyone's wins.
Yeah.
We get a cool show. They get exposure. Good times.
Good times. Well, Mas Musica.
Yeah.
Why not? Okay.
We had another listener submission.
Mas Listeners.
I can't remember what a guy's name was, and he didn't bring the email.
And
we don't have an internet connection.
Well, I know the name of the artist.
Yeah.
You don't know the name of the guy that sent it in.
No, it's this guy from Norway, and I wish I had his email. I should have printed that one out too.
We'll put that on the site as an addendum
later. Yes.
So yeah, the name of the track is Wealth of Pride, artist, man with 100 pets.
That's such a weird name. A man with 100 pets?
Yeah.
I can't even, I'm like, I've got four and I feel like that's a too many.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's what makes him a man, because I'm not a man.
Like, he's like a real man.
I need 100 pets.
A man.
A man's man.
That sounds like a book.
Sunday. Huh?
The man with 100 pets.
It does. Let's check it out.
You think he's like Dr. Doolittle kind of guy?
Hmm. Doolittle. No, do a lot. Oh, damn it. Too many tacos.
Super mellow.
That's for sure.
He did it on a 4-track.
Nice.
Little solo act.
I like that. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
So, is there anything you're really going to miss about LA? I mean, I know you. There's things you like.
I'm really going to miss the traffic.
Yeah.
I'm really going to miss that 45-minute drive to work every day. I'm really going to miss, I'm actually, you know, like I was saying, I'm really going to miss like what we were
getting off the ground.
Just sort of getting, I feel like the podcast was just sort of starting, you know?
Yeah.
But we'll see. I think it'll be cool. Like what we were talking about at dinner maybe is trying to like bring lots of different podcasts together and to kind of make like a podcast network of some sort, you know?
Yeah.
Like one feed where you could get like 5 or 10 or 20 different like really cool podcasts.
One place to go for quality podcasts. What an idea. And it's true. Like you said, there's not really anything out there doing that. And there's a lot of people podcasting and there's not a whole lot of high quality podcasts out there. At least in terms of music, from what I've heard. There's some really good ones and there's some really not good ones. But
yeah.
I think it'd be cool. And
well, have you listened to the ones that I have links too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Wyme. Cool.
Yeah.
Wyme's the poo.
Yeah.
As a friend of mine would say. The poo, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be psyched if I could just get, I mean, just to see if we could try something like that. Or
yeah.
You're talking about maybe doing like a video one? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I really like doing the live thing, you know, and I think it'd be cool to, you know, brand a show based on just doing live stuff and bringing video in and, you know, doing a little.
And you're off little, to, and you're like the, you know, I don't, you're like the engineering master. I don't know if you guys know that out there, but Oliver's the guy doing the soundboard on all the live shows we've done. So he's the one, yeah. I mean, you're going to, you know, like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like
that. I get off on meeting new bands and doing the geeky tech stuff too.
Right.
And I have plenty of friends who do geeky tech stuff on the video. I don't know. It'd be great. I think it, you know, get everyone together, bring people in, make it an event. So I don't know.
Hey, did you hear that Apple is going to release some Intel laptops on Monday?
Oh, on Monday?
Yeah.
You mean like replacing the IBM chips?
Yeah.
Time to geek out. Let's just have a little minute.
Let's just talk
about this because I'm in the market for a G5 myself, and I heard, you know what? Check it out. Wait a little while because I guess I hear the Intel chips are going to be a lot cooler, so they can make them.
From what I think, yeah. From what
cooler in temperature, not cooler like
right.
Hip,
right.
Because I guess they couldn't get over certain processing speed because
it's
just was too hot. Because
they were like, oh, you know, everyone was like, oh, you know, it doesn't have Intel, and Apple was always like, yeah, well, the IBMs are just as good, and for a while they were, but then there was a total ceiling.
Yeah,
on that,
I think they've reached that ceiling. Well, so, that's cool. It's coming out that soon. That's pretty crazy.
Analysts are saying that it's going to be the little mini, the Mac Mini,
oh,
and the iBook,
so
that are going to go Intel
G5s, or they'll just be Intel.
I think they're just going to be Intel based G4s.
Okay,
and then I think we'll be seeing like G5.
Or is the G5 an IBM thing? Maybe it'll just be called an Intel.
It'll be something else, probably.
An Apple
Core.
Yeah.
You know, or something like that.
that hit
Apple
me.
Core technology.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, who knows, but like, I don't think it's just that. They're also releasing new iPods
again.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Supposedly I don't know if this one's coming out on Monday or later this year. There's going to be a wireless one that'll work. That'll connect.
Bluetooth. You mean, or
no, like 802.11.
I don't know what that is.
Like wireless network.
iPod.
So that you could play. You know, like how they have AirTunes?
Yes.
So you can control AirTunes with your iPod.
Oh, that's cool. I don't understand why they don't do the Bluetooth thing, though. Like have a Bluetooth receiver in your car, have a Bluetooth receiver in your living room, and it transmits.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
No, I don't know. I just think that'd be a cool idea.
I think they're doing some proprietary wireless thing, too, though. Or I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Apple likes doing proprietary stuff.
I think they like developing stuff a little too quickly is what I think. I have an iPod and it's like
it's a not year even old.
It's like a year
and it's
old
like
and
two
I feel,
generations out.
Jeez, people. I feel like I'm not nerdy enough.
Yeah. So, you know.
Well, that's I don't know, maybe that's bad news for certain people, but I don't know. I just like hearing about that stuff.
Yeah. So, I think it's going to be a good year for Mac lovers.
Yeah. I should have bought stock like 5 years ago.
The stock just went down like a buck today.
Really?
Yeah.
In general or Apple?
Apple.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. It'll go back up.
Yeah. So, I don't know. You might still be able to get a jump on it.
Yeah.
If you're an investor.
Yeah. Screw that.
Well, maybe we should. I know it's actually not even a very long show, but maybe we should just wrap it up and have it be a short and sweet one. What do you think?
I think it's a good idea.
Or do you think we should babble for another 20 minutes?
We could babble.
No. Sort of joking. I pretty much was joking.
No, I was too. You just come across as a joker, and I come across as a weirdo. All right, well let's play that last track. What's this? What is okay? This is dude. Everybody's blowing up. We're totally leaving this in.
This is my cell phone.
Do, 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 do.
That's the old Magnum PI. So.
Dude.
Okay, let's go. Let's wrap it up. It's my lady calling. She's got to go. Oh, yeah.
All right. Hold on one second.
Oh, I have one other announcement. I got engaged.
You have all the cool news, man. You're leaving. You're going to be like, whatever. You're going to be married.
I'm getting married.
Getting married.
So that's pretty exciting.
That's pretty awesome, dude.
Yeah, Renica. Me and Renica, we're going to get hitched. We're thinking about combining our last names. Because her last name is Powers, and my last name is McAllister.
McCowlers?
McPowers.
McPowers! Oh, I like that.
How good is that? Mitch McPowers.
No, that's kind of cool, though. I mean, why does she have to take your name?
I don't know. Why can't we just both change? Yeah.
Mitch McPowers.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just a thought.
Well, that's great. I mean, oh, man. This should be called the news show or something. Because
seriously,
guys, this is like nothing but I'm gonna play a song.
Yeah,
this song's called
"Hearst Space Holidays." Band.
Tech Romance. It's by a group called Hearst Space Holiday. Here it comes.
Yay!
Scene one. Apple. Take one.
What is a space holiday anyways? Goodbye, everybody.